This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Probably turn on the mic. That'd be so much better. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us and being, well, being part of the solution, really. We're back to that. I really do want to be, I really do want you to be part of the solution. And the reason, seriously. And you got to get informed. Once you get informed, you can engage. And things will happen. Things will happen the right way. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, seriously, God bless, guys. Thanks so much for being with me. Thanks for being part of the show, if you would. And I do appreciate that very much. The, yeah, sometimes I lose my train of thought, too. I got so many things I want to get to, and I know I'm not going to get to them. That's what bothers me the most. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get to it. The Black Lives Matter. Let's get back to that for a second. Because I was talking about that earlier. And there were some people going, I don't really understand what you're saying here. There were people in the community, black people in the community, that finally had it. And like I tell you all the time, this will happen. People get tired of what's going on in their communities. They're tired of hearing about when the Black Lives Matter people. I am tired of calling them Black Lives Matter because it's not true. They don't believe that Black Lives Matter, not for a second. So I'm trying to figure out the easiest way to say that, right? But the Black Lives Matter movement, if you would, is not a movement at all. It's a Marxist group. They really don't care in the least about what's going on in the black community. Otherwise, they would do something about it. For real. They would go to Chicago. They would go to these places. They would put their butts on the line, if you would. Right? They would get, I won't say they'll step in front of a bullet. They'd put so many people in that community, you wouldn't be able to do anything. Right? Can you imagine 10,000 people going to the streets of Chicago or in a community? To keep it safe, to keep it better? How are they going to get out there and shoot anybody at that point in time? How's that going to work out for them? It's not. We all know it. But then, whose side would they be on? What would that look like? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I know everybody's beating on this, and I don't just want to be another guy that's beating on it. But isn't the face of hypocrisy on the left shining right now? And I mean shining like you've never seen before. And I say that for a lot of reasons. When you think about how they tore up Joe Biden for being racist. Sam Donaldson did a whole piece on Joe Biden years ago. One of the most respected guys in news. Right? About how much of a racist he actually was. What he really did, how much of a racist he actually was. But you'll never hear them talk about that today. All of a sudden, all the sins have been forgiven. I don't know how that works. I mean, seriously, I do not know how that works. I get it. I understand. If you want to know how dangerous Harris is, Kamala, Harry, yeah, they get nuts with you. That's why I'm saying it that way. I know I have some Democrat trolls that listen to the show. I don't really care. Let's go through some of the things that she's done. Did you have to sit there and scratch your head and wonder how she could do that with a straight face? Do you know what I mean? Prosecuting parents for child truancy is one of the things she put in place. Harris made headlines as a prosecutor when she went after parents with truant children. Now, she believes this is something you can get into serious trouble for, but it's one of those things that will really get prosecuted by authorities. She decided, even though she was in San Francisco, where they're shooting up in the streets, she decided that was a big thing. That was something that she needed to get involved with almost immediately, if not sooner. Right? Let's not forget about her big money donors either. Now, many of Kamala Harris's donors, they're big money elites. They're not the average hardworking people. They're not the 9-to-5ers. Those are the ones that she claims to represent. Now, big donors alone can't keep the campaign afloat. We know that. She's going to have to get more money from, well, now the DNC, the DCCC will do all the work for her. Come on, you know that. Right? How about the hardcore marijuana prosecuting she was talking about after admitting that she smoked herself? She joked about having smoked marijuana in college. She talked about relaxing the laws on drugs. Interestingly enough, she herself said that she was one of the biggest marijuana prosecutors in California. Right? Is she all talk on the issue? She had thousands of young people's lives destroyed over her overzealous approach on the issue of marijuana usage. And that's, again, the hypocrisy of the left. Big threat to the First Amendment. I mean, think about something. I'm getting a little off here, but remember when Veritas, when they did the videos from Planned Parenthood, and Planned Parenthood admitted to the fact that they were selling baby body parts. Who did she go after? She went after the guy that got the evidence, even though what they were doing is against federal law. Joe Mateen, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more about Ms. Harris after the break. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5560, really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And no more of this garbage. Really, seriously, sincerely. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. But you know, get involved. Get engaged. Get informed. That way we're not spewing the same thing everybody else is. Right? All right. We'll go through some of the things that the Mrs. Harris is known for. Some of the things that she's done in the past. And I promise I won't spend the whole hour on it, but I am going to talk about it. You need to be aware of these things. You need to be willing to speak to these things. And what I started to say before, and I got kind of sidetracked, stop backing down. Don't go to a Facebook room or somewhere else to start a fight, but go in there and don't back down. Lay out the facts. Don't go back and forth 100 times and let them deal with it on their own. Right? I mean, Camilla's a major threat to the First Amendment. In 2016, she raided a journalist's apartment, seized documents and videos. They were all part of an undercover investigation in a Planned Parenthood sale of body parts. Now, she didn't go grab any records from Planned Parenthood, now did she? This was a violation. Big-time violation of civil liberties, of the First Amendment. Didn't care about the... Did not, as usual, didn't care about the selling of body parts. These are the same people that want to put you in jail and fine you for not wearing a mask, but are letting people who are shooting, raping, and pillaging in and out of jail in seconds. Right? Now, and as the AG, knowing what crime is all about, trying to talk... Now, you don't hear her say she's tough on crime anymore, do you? She was one of the senators who pushed for bail donations for those being arrested during all the recent riots. Now, the funds are going to anyone and everyone and anyone who couldn't meet their bail requirements. Those released were convicted rapists who were imprisoned for kidnapping. You see, what most people don't really understand or know or don't even really care about, frankly, is a lot of these people who were in jail, they pleaded down their sentence, or they pleaded down the charges so they get a lesser sentence, wouldn't have to go through the court system, and could go right to jail and for a relatively short period of time. We're also hearing that Harris was not Joe Biden's first choice. Right? The two don't get along very well, according to internal reports. She was chosen as a result of identity politics, period. Now, can we please stop calling her an African-American woman? Because, again, it's another lie. Don't you buy into it. Don't you do it with them. You can call her a woman of color, but she is not an African-American woman. Just like, technically, Barack Obama was not a black, our first black president or whatever, right? Half white, half black, biracial, if that's what you want to call it. Many on the far left pushed Biden to pick African-American women if he made it. That way they weren't going to support him if he didn't do that. It's just amazing. These guys will do anything. This is what I'm talking about. They'll do anything to get elected. They'll do anything to get their way. As a matter of fact, I had people in my own party when I ran for school board say, shut up, stop talking about some of these things. Then when you get on there, you can do anything you want to do. I don't want to be that guy. I never did. I let people know how I feel, how I'm going to vote, how I think. But again, it is a representative government, so I take into consideration the people in my area, the people who voted for me, even the people who didn't vote for me, to make sure I'm doing things from a constitutional standpoint and the way the people I represent want it. I can't tell you how many finance laws Harris is broke, starting all the way back in 2003 while running for San Francisco District Attorney. She was slapped with the largest fine the city had seen up to that point. She was fined almost $35,000. She promised to abide by a cap for campaign spending and then violated her promise by buying ads that told those in the area that she was going to spend less on the election. So the ads where she was telling she was going to spend less actually cost her more and put her over the top on the election cap. They have no boundaries. I've been saying this for a year. They are lawless, soulless, and godless. They have no boundaries. Right? That simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I very much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Now, I know you've heard some of these things. Some of you already know these things. She has a terrible, I mean, out of control, terrible conviction record. Right? She's criticized for her opponents for the way they persecuted those who committed minor crimes after winning her race for DA. She went out to convict more people than her predecessors. Harris had always been a gung-ho prosecutor. She has a massive conviction record. Right? But there were convictions for little things. Right? I mean, seriously, she... Anyway. they're just hypocrites. And it drives me nuts that some of the rank and file just swallow it to swallow it. Remember when she was campaigning for president, I don't know if you recall this. She had lots of words for Joey B. She went as far to claim that he had he was racist for some policy decisions he had made in the 70s. Now Biden's picked her for president, and all of a sudden, that all gets washed away. Isn't that cool? Isn't that how it works? Now, she almost lost, and you know the guy, or we know the guy, she almost lost to a Republican in California while running for DA. Steve Cooley, who I know, was a famous figure in the slate and was largely expected to win the extremely liberal state. She ultimately beat him by an extremely small margin. Most people believe that the reason she won is that she made an appearance with President Barack Obama at an event. And that's why people voted for her. So it does make a difference. She's also not a big fan of public school sports. Right? She supported a bill in the Senate that would force schools to allow those students who self-identify as females to compete on girls' teams. I've been against this forever. And I'm willing to say that anywhere, even from the school board. Biological males have a different body structure, different strength, different weaknesses. It's not right. It's not fair to those girls that... I'm Joe Bacini, your host. You listen to Real Side. Be back in a couple of minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The presumptive Democratic presidential ticket was rolled out at a high school in Wilmington, Delaware. In their first appearance together, Joe Biden explained why he chose Kamala Harris.
Kamala knows how to govern. She knows how to make the hard calls. All across the nation, little girls woke up especially little black and brown girls, who so often feel overlooked and undervalued in their communities. But today, today, just maybe, they're seeing themselves for the first time in a new way as the stuff of president and vice presidents.
President Trump wasted no time in launching an attack against the California senator.
Probably one of the reasons she was a terrible candidate and was forced to leave the race because she got her facts wrong. You know, she's very bad on facts.
This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Listen to Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually, if you're going to get technical about it. And I really do want you as part of the solution. We were talking about the 15 greatest sins of Kamala Harris. 15. There's probably a lot more than that. And, you know, got a couple more to go. And, you know, when you look at what she what has she stood for? Really. Everything is far left, hardcore, borderline socialist at times. She supported a bill in the Senate that would force schools to allow students who self-identify as females to compete on girls' teams in school sports. Now, they've already shown that this actually hurts girls who are trying to get scholarships, right? And polls show that less than a third of Americans think this is a good idea. Now, the Democrats love to talk about polls. Well, here's a poll that shows that you're not in line with what the country wants. And here you have somebody born a male, male bone structure, male muscle structure. We've done stories about this a million times. And these poor girls, I'm sorry, but these poor girls beat their brains out from when they're small because they want to be, you know, some kind of athlete. Right? They try really hard. They believe they can get scholarships for this. And here it is. A guy shows up, and in certain areas, faster, stronger, better because of, muscle structure, bone structure. That's not right. The Democrat Party talks a lot about removing history classes from schools and destroying public testaments to history. They got good reason for wanting to do that. Everybody know what that is? Anybody? Well, let's think about something here. The party has a record of owning slaves. I mean, its leaders of owning slaves. The party has a record of racism. You can go on and on, but you already know most of these things yourself. Right? So, they have good reason, because of the way the history works out for the party. Kamala Harris has personally, she's floated the idea of racial reparations in the past. But interesting enough, her father publicly stated that they themselves are the descendants of slaves. Would she be required to pay reparations to others? Just asking. Right, of slave owners, actually. I'm sorry, I said slaves. She opposed DNA testing. Now, it's one of the only things that 100 gazillion percent of the time, when it convicts somebody, it's right on. She long claimed to be a supporter of DNA testing in the courtroom and for criminal investigations, but when it came down to actually putting her name behind this test, she was staunchly opposed to it. Now, during her career as DA, she blocked key DNA evidence and eventually proved to get a man off of death row. The only reason this man was not wrongfully executed by the state of California was the courts had to step in and force her to give that evidence. I'm sorry, that's unforgivable. She was, when Tulsi Gabbard nailed her on that, she you could see in her face that she was nailed and she knew it. But it's just unimaginable that she had evidence that could have set a man free, that could have kept him from death row, and she wasn't interested in giving it up. Let's talk about journalism as a whole. Now, you know, we know, you see it. I know people that beat their brains out with it. Real journalists work hard to put a spotlight on wrongdoing. Many journalists today are a little more than political hacks, though. We know that. We've seen it. They use their positions in the mainstream media to bash political opposition and support their candidates. Camilla's a big fan of these new journalists, right? She's not interested in the old stuff. We talked about this earlier, where she went in and she raided an apartment and she seized evidence from real journalists. He found out Obama, didn't he wiretap or get information from, I think, two or three journalists? Can you imagine if Trump even mentioned doing that? They'd want to hang him. Right? Now think about this. Harris, her selection as a VP candidate, I think it's further evidence that the Biden administration is a Trojan horse. Biden is surrounding himself with some fairly radical people. Their positions have virtually no support outside of San Francisco, New York, or Los Angeles. And the American voters won't be getting Joe Biden. The people that are going to be running Joe Biden are going to be people that are radically on the left. No question about it. Now, to show you how sickly, I don't know if you heard anybody step up and speak about this. Yes, I'm switching gears on you. Talking about that peaceful BLM protest, right? Chicago rioters smashed Chicago's Ronald McDonald House. Now, there were six children, and there were families inside, and they didn't care. See, this is not a movement to help black people, because you know what? Those kids were black kids. There were black families in there. You keep buying into Black Lives Matter, the movement, so to speak. You're buying into a Marxist movement. You're not buying into helping the black community out. Where are these people when shots are fired? Where are these people when young black kids are killed in the street? They are nowhere to be found. And not only did they break the windows, not only did they break in, they stole stuff from an organization that goes out of its way to help sick families. Think about this. They're either extremely ignorant and stupid, or they're willfully evil. Breaking in to a organization, to a facility that treats sick people for free. Sick black families for free. Sick young kids for free. How? And you want us to believe that you're for the good. Unreal. I don't even know where to go with that. And they had the place boarded up. They had security there and everything. They didn't care. Didn't stop them. They're already in a really, really difficult spot, she said, of the families. Having this kind of additional stress and worry about getting to and from the hospital is really a problem. The building was placed on lockdown during the commotion. Several windows in the front of the building were smashed, and the front door had to be boarded back up. And again, a place that takes care of black families. This is why I say to you, Black Lives Matter is a farce. It doesn't care. They don't care. They could care less about black families. By the way, I was a little off on the story I did a few seconds ago. Sorry. Kamala Harris's father said the pot-smoking joyrider, his daughter, is a descendant of Jamaican slave owners. Let me repeat that. She's a descendant of Jamaican slave owners. We know that there were black slave owners, there were white slave owners. We know this to be true. Now, her father wrote this story. I'm amazed at this. You got daddy that mad, huh? Turns out that Harris's father, Donald Harris, wrote an essay entitled Reflections of a Jamaican Father. He published it as at Jamaican Global Online. He says, my roots go back within my lifetime to my paternal grandmother, Miss Chrissy. It's Christiana Brown, descendant of Hamilton Brown, who's on record as a plantation and slave owner and founder of Brownstown. And to my maternal grandmother, Miss Iris. Okay, the Harris name comes from my paternal grandmother and was a landowner and agricultural produce exporter. He died in 1939, 1 year after I was born, and he was buried in the churchyard of a magnificent Anglican church which Hamilton Brown built in Brownstown as a child. He said, I learned the catechism, I was baptized there. And he's upset with his daughter for using identity politics. And especially to the point where, is she going to nail him? Is she going to nail the rest of the family for owning slaves? She would never be against marijuana legalization, he said, because she's a pot smoker. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. I promise, no more about her.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. Listen to the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 550 Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that... Hey, stop that. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us today, you know, the time together and conversing, you know, especially in the chat room. I appreciate the time that you guys, you know, are in there and having a real conversation. It's always good to have a good conversation, you know what I'm saying? As opposed to a bad one, yeah, right, okay. So, I was talking earlier about how the black community is going to start pushing back. How BL was going to start pushing against BLM. And it's true. Truly, people who really care about, and I can't play one of the clips, because I can't get all the swear words out of it. They were pretty mad. But here's a group of people who really care about black lives. And pushing against the Black Lives Matter movement. And earlier, just before this clip, the Black Lives people had just disbanded a Black Lives Movement event. They went in there. They're black. How are you going to come against them? Although it'll be a lot of fun to watch. Now, the first speaker is Daryl Smith of Englewood, Chicago. He's been there 51 years, he said. He's a community activist, and he tells reporters why he doesn't want protesters in his neighborhood. This is no white guy saying this. This is a black guy heading up a community organization, a black community organization.
Okay, Carol, you live in England?
I live in England 51 years.
Are you out here representing any organization?
I represent my organization, the Inglewood Political Task Force. Also, I represent the community of Inglewood.
Okay, so what are you guys out here for tonight?
Well, first of all, let me start off by saying there's been a lot of misconceptions since the shooting of this 20-year-old boy. A lot of people saying that the looting downtown sparked from Inglewood. We're not having that. It didn't spark from Inglewood. Those are opportunities. We're tired of Inglewood being a black eye for any and everything that happens. Now, today, there's a protest. A protest was scheduled where they're going to come down here. Rumors had it they're going to bust out the police windows. No matter what they were going to do, they weren't going to come to Inglewood antagonizing our police. And then when they go back home to the north side in Indiana, our police are bitter and they're beating up our little black boys. So we're not going to have that. We have a relationship with the commander, and if anyone wants to come in here and talk to the police about the shooting or anything, they have to go through us. We have a relationship. Are all the police good? No, they're not. All the police are not bad. And if you have a relationship in your community with the police, we don't need any outsiders coming to antagonize.
So you're someone taking issue with the protesters who are coming here?
Yeah, I had an issue. Because none of them were from Inglewood. So what is your issue? If your issue is with the police taking the 35th and Michigan, don't come in Inglewood.
Perfect. This is what you should be doing in your neighborhoods. I don't understand. These people come into your neighborhoods. For the black community members listening now. They come into your neighborhoods. And you heard it earlier. It's so true. I mean, these are little spoiled white kids in a lot of cases. But they come into your neighborhoods. They burn down your community stores. It's not like they're burning down CVS's, Best Buy's and all that. They're burning down a little mom and pop jewelry store, corner store, shoe store, whatever it is that there is in the neighborhood. And you don't say a word. You don't do anything. And BLM, he made a point. Little kid gets shot in the street. Where are you? You're nowhere to be found. This is why nobody believes you. Really, nobody believes you. And one guy steps up and says, look, if you ain't from Inglewood, get the blank out of here. Oh, that was Daryl Smith, the guy that was speaking. He said, they were going to come to Inglewood, antagonize our police, and then they go back home to Northside or to Indiana. And then our police are bitter. They're mad. They're beating up on our black boys. Not that I believe that that's okay, but I get his point. I would hope you would, too. But my point here with this whole story is the fact the community got together, they came out, they pushed back on these fake protesters, real rioters, fake reason behind it. So where were you with this? What are you doing in your neighborhood? You know, you want to organize a peaceful protest? Great, wonderful, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You start breaking stuff up, you start taking pot shots at cops or other people, no, you're going to have a problem. But again, I'm going to go back to what I've been saying. Nobody believes you because you're not honest. Nobody. Maybe so many people in the movement that have been going along with you, yeah. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. By the way, you know, Harris's dad, totally embarrassed by her. Which, I don't know. I'm not her father. I'm not going to say anything. thank you, Jesus. I'm glad I'm not her father. I do not get how these people so easily, and it is, so easily lie about this stuff. It doesn't bother them at all. Because to them, the ends justifies the means. No matter whatever you have to say, whatever you have to do to make it work, do it. Franklin Graham said, only God can save us from socialists and communists. We're at that point now where you Christians, you need to take a stand. You need to decide, this day who you're going to serve. You going to serve Christ or Caesar? Which one? Todd Stearns, Stearns had Franklin Graham on. He's calling for a day, another day of national prayer. I mean, there should be, oh no, a national prayer march on Washington, D.C. That's great. He is the president of Samaritan's Purse. Remember that? They were thrown out of New York. They came there. They offered hospital services for free. They offered to help anybody who needed the help for free. And the LGBTQ community came out against them, threw them out, said they weren't welcome there. Isn't that terrible? I'm willing to come and give you any services you need. I'm not going to chastise you for something I don't believe in. Yes, that people, they don't believe in gay marriage or same-sex marriage, whatever you want to call it. But they didn't make that a prerequisite when you came in for help. They didn't say that you had to swear that you weren't gay or lesbian or transgender. Graham went on to say that our country is deteriorating. We are in a nosedive. If God doesn't step in, we're doomed. Well, I'm not in total agreement with Graham. I don't think God's going to step in. I think we're going to have to we're going to have to act on God's word. We're going to have to do what God told us to do. We're going to have to do what Jesus told us to do, which was occupy until he returns. What does that mean? No, really, what does that mean? I mean, we're not talking about the Occupy movement that we see on TV. Right? Not the Occupy and mess up the front lawn somewhere. Stand your ground. Stand your ground for Christ. Stand your ground for family values. Stand yourself for righteousness and good moral values. And don't back down. It's not that hard to do. The march is scheduled to begin at 12 o'clock on September 26th. A couple of months before the presidential election. I think it's a great idea. Maybe we should have one here. Have one in your town. Make it coincide with your town. The only hope for this nation is not President Trump. It's not a politician. The only hope for this country, he said, is God. Graham told Stearns that he is especially concerned about the rise of socialism in America. It's incredible what the socialists are doing in this country, he said. The power that they have. Socialism is a precursor to communism. He pointed to recent decisions in California. Efficiency shut down churches. Effectively, I'm sorry. Tongue's not working anymore. And it banned Christian traditions like singing hymns or singing the Lord's Prayer. Yeah, this is not for the health and help of people. Period. Now, come on, give us some thought. It's not. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, you know, get down to brass tacks on all this stuff. You guys, God bless you. I know a lot of you are doing things, and I appreciate that very much, whether you believe it or not. But now you hear the left say the same thing. We in a fight for our lives, for our spiritual lives, for the freedom of this country, for your ability to speak freely. Kamala Harris would work to get rid of that. Beto O'Rourke, the Irishman, he wants all your guns gone. And you know, to say that I just want the assault rifles, oh yeah. Well, they're not assault rifles, number one. Number two, that's just where it starts. Then what? Where is he going to stop? It is so imperative that you guys hop on Facebook or whatever it is that you're on, share your stories, not yours, but share the candidate that you're behind, propositions, whatever it is that's in your state, whatever you're behind, share them to other people. Tell them why you're voting for people. Send out emails. That's how you get involved and get engaged. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight. Always appreciate your time with me. God bless and have a great rest of the day.